The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch.
I'd like to welcome David Gruber, who, as I said, listens to our show regularly, including during the first hour of the program. So, David, hope you're well, buddy.
844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. We'll get to your texts that Jesse has been curating when he has not
like
been being confused
like
about
gazelles.
Yes, indeed. Would have been better if you said zebra, because they go after zebras too, right?
Well, they're the kings of the jungle. They're going to go after everything.
Yeah.
Well,
who goes after the lions?
Becca showed me a video this morning that she
was
saw
it
and
AI?
Thought it was funny. No, it was a Micah Parsons thing.
Was it that heavy set gal jumping into that pool in the apartment complex?
That was. Are you sure that was AI, by the way?
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm not sure. I ain't sure about any AI except that one.
Okay.
Some of the other stuff is too good. This did not happen. No.
Fair enough.
I think that would have been reported.
So what did Becca show you before we get to calls, Jesse?
Well, I swear it was a video of the commentary, like it's Animal Planet or a documentary in the wild or whatever. But it said to attack the lion, it has to be strategic in how it approaches. So I didn't think it was the lion attacking the gazelle. I thought it was talking about an animal attacking
a
lion, which would be
gazelle needs a shotgun of some sort. That's how it would attack a lion.
I'll go back and watch the video.
Let's go to the phones. This is just devolving. Let's move on. Let's go back to the phones. 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless talking text line. Liz is more. Let's go to Brett in Madison. Brett, good morning. Thanks for holding on through that nonsense. What do you got for us?
Hi, good morning. Well, I would say the positive really is just the energy, the passion, the confidence, the dominance. Like, it was all there.
I agree.
I will say I bring that up because I want to tie that into my negative. I am a Bear fan in Packerland, and I got to say it made me very nervous. But I'm happy for him. I just got to be honest. As soon as I saw that, I said, oh, man. So here we go another year, you know. So for me, it's negative only on my end. But honestly, if they stay with that passion and that confidence and play together, I don't know. Maybe I'm starting to agree with them being in the top two in the NFC. I was very much in disagreement. In fact, the last week before they got Micah, I was thinking, like, why are they getting Packer fans' hopes up that they're going to get him? And I'm so glad I didn't call you guys because I would have looked so stupid. Like, man, I mean, good for you. I just got to say, as a football fan in general, I'm happy for you, but I'm not. But,
God, Brett,
you.
What a magnanimous
call.
I totally get
where Brett's coming from. And I believe it won't just be the NFC North teams that are feeling this way. They felt that. I told you I was at a freshman football game when the news
Indeed
broke
you were.
Of Micah, and Bears fans were like, what the? How, huh? You know, one of those deals.
Yeah,
and you kind of felt like that. And when we had Waddle on, he kind of reiterated it.
He did. Uh-huh.
And I think Lions fans that maybe were fooling themselves, they weren't fooling themselves with that, aw shucks, puppy dog look yesterday, walking out with their shoulders slumped and their jowls hitting the ground, because they know, oh, boy. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like that is going to spread throughout the NFC throughout this time. And I'm not going to go there yet, but I'm getting close. I need to see a little bit more, because Philly is still the nut whack. Where's my little nut whack deal? Philly's still the nut whack, and they deserve it. Tell you this, Green Bay's defense looked a heck of a lot better than what Philly put out there on Thursday night. That I do know. And tell me somebody's defense that looked better than ours yesterday. I'm still waiting. No, tell me. It wasn't rhetorical.
Okay.
It was meant rhetorically, but it was. If you can name somebody, I'm all ears.
It was not in the Sunday night game, which, as you made sure you pointed out, was an incredibly entertaining game.
in the primetime window, not to be confused with the incredibly entertaining game that the Jets and the Steelers played in the noon window that you probably missed because you were spending time with your former teammates at the Tundra Trio. I know we had it up on the TV screen while it was going on, but great win for Aaron Rodgers and the and his new team, the Steelers.
The stat line looked good. I didn't get to see it. But his stat line looked good.
Four tutters and a game-winning game-winning field goal drive.
Hey, Yinzy, you gonna go out to that? You going out to Pittsburgh when this whole tussle happens?
That's something that I need to talk to the powers that be about because obviously there's a financial component to that. I don't have that kind
what
of
if you road trip
wherewithal.
It? What if you and Jesse road trip it?
If I'm going, with Wally Lukaczynski, who is from that region. He would be able to really show me around the Western
just
Pennsylvania.
Just wait, you're firing Jesse and bringing Lukaczynski in to produce?
No, just for the road trip.
But Jelly loves a good road trip.
Yeah, I want to go on a road trip.
Jesse.
I think you two, what a crew. You two, you document it. Think of all the quick trips you can stop at on the way. I just think of what a world.
I have experience driving people places where they sit in the back seat and I'm alone in the front seat.
Oh, and you could type? Do all your articles?
Get some work done. You don't have to worry. Wally's going to talk your ear off. I'll let you be.
Yeah, Wally, he'll jabber with you now. Yep.
We've got three people waiting on hold. I would like to get to them next. As much as I would love to discuss a road trip that I'm probably not even going to take, but maybe
rolling and Pittsburgh is on it, you got to go.
Packers could be
you got to be there
going into that one.
I think it's only six. Well, I think it's week six, isn't it?
I'll have to fact check that. What I don't have to fact check, and I saw the team from Tito's Vodka there at the Tundra Trio yesterday. Is that Tausch loves himself a good transfusion while he's celebrating with his former teammates.
Who doesn't love football? Firing up the grill and having a nice cocktail in your hand. Well, whether you're tailgating before the game or you're watching from the couch or you're grilling with buddies or you're at the Tundra Trio, Tito's Handmade Vodka, it's always my go-to. Made in Austin, Texas, at the first legal distillery in the state, Tito's is distilled six times with a clean, smooth finish, and it's naturally gluten-free. And yesterday was just a beautiful weather day too. I am all about those high 50s, low 60s. I'm very nervous about going to Tuscaloosa. If it's Tuscaloosa, I'll have to have a Gatorade with my Tito's. It's gonna be 90 degrees. Gotta rehydrate, right? You gotta rehydrate. That's key. That's the beautiful part. Just make sure it's always Tito's in your glass. And you know what else Tito's does in a big way? They give back. Partnering with nonprofits and doing real good in communities, especially for our four-legged friends. So next time you're raising a glass, make it with Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled by fifth generation in Austin, Texas. And it's crafted to be savored responsibly.
844-770-3776. Joe Ferris. Ferris Bueller calling from Williams Bay, and Josh and Madison. We will get to you guys coming up, so stay there. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I say, hey, I'll be gone today.
Speed of light, the stars just coming out of the sky and closing ground fast, which, I mean, that's why he's here, right? I mean, that was really exciting to see. I definitely know that our crowd reacted the right way as well. I mean, I don't know if I've heard our crowd much louder than when they introduced him, and certainly on that sack.
What a great answer from Matt LaFleur. I'm so proud of myself for getting that answer after the closing bell of the press conference and taking his grief again. You always got to ask another question. You just can't help yourself. Yeah, it was worth it. Thanks for the great answer, because that was a remarkable moment that we got to see at the end of the game. They did go down and score a touchdown anyway, and they did keep Micah Parsons in the game trying to end it there.
and it did not come to fruition. And he was definitely gassed by the time they finally pulled him. They were not planning on playing Micah Parsons quite as many snaps as he did, but you know, 8 or 9 of them came on that drive, and the sack was great.
Probably didn't need all that, but I'm glad you're getting into condition, and especially with the Thursday night game. Game is Rap City USA'd, but I get it. Don't love it, but get it.
844-770-3776. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Stoughton. Go to Joe in Stoughton. Joe, good morning. Thanks for holding on. What do you got for us?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for waiting.
A couple pros definitely is the defense, but the offense. I was at the game yesterday to watch that offense move the ball down the field and put points on the board. I was at the Jets game in the preseason, and again, I know it's preseason, but that was an ugly, ugly game. Our offense was not at all clicking. And to watch them move down the field against Detroit and score, where Detroit's come in Lambeau and smacked us around a few times the last couple of years, that was fun to watch. Another pro, actually, was the drive-in. Traffic wasn't bad, so I'm not sure what time Tauscher shows up for the game, but we drove right in, got to our
tailgate spot.
I think Tausch is looking for a little bit of advice here. Yeah.
41 to Lombardi Avenue, right wow. down the main strip. We drove right in.
Mm.
So my question, actually, one of the negatives was the traffic going out. But my question is, Tauscher, you're
too.
A former Badger. You're a former Packer, Hall of Fame, correct? With the Badgers, correct, Tauscher?
Nope.
No, he's not a Badgers Hall of Famer. Packers Hall of Famer, but
okay.
Walk-on Hall of Famer.
My question is, at the tailgate, while we were drinking adult beverages, having our bratwurst, and throwing bags, there were several Jets that were kind of throwing off my bag tossing because the Jets kept coming, you know, and landing. I figure a man of your stature, Tauscher, that you would be coming in on a jet where their traffic wouldn't bother you. You'd just be buzzing in on your jet, landing, and bang, you're right there at Lambeau.
I ain't going to lie to you. I'd love if that was the case, but it is not. So I don't know how – I'm not sure how his traffic was better. We left at 10:30 here outside of Madison, and I'm telling you, luckily, Sarah had the Waze app up, and thanks for the call. I usually just plug it in the maps and don't mess with Waze.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Waze got us off earlier. We ended up getting in off of Highway 10, and we veered around and frontage roaded. So it was better. We were still moving, but it was a traffic jam. One of our friends was going up and said, don't go on 41 because it was brutal. I'm not sure what Joe figured out, if he got to the game, like if he left at 7 a.m., but I don't know what world he was living in, but I need to carpool with Joe. If I can't get a jet, I think that's where I need to be. Because nobody that I talked to yesterday thought that was a smooth, a lot of construction, etc.
Yeah.
You can't account. It's more than 2 hours now to get up there, unfortunately.
By the way, great to see old girl. It is a delight every time I get to see her, and I got to see the color-coded electronic Tauscher family's calendar. That is pretty impressive stuff. Also, you got a dentist appointment on Thursday at 2 o'clock.
It said game at 5 yesterday. Could have been anything.
I still don't like it. But yeah,
I hear it's growing on you. Let's go back to the phones. 844-770-3776. Ferris in Williams Bay. Ferris, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch.
Good morning. Just got positive and negative, and then a question for you guys if you got time. Positive,
got time.
I've never seen the Packers gang tackle like that. Like they were all around the ball. Jahmyr Gibbs did not have a chance. Every time he tried a second move, there was always three guys there. That was awesome. Mm-hmm.
Great point, by the way.
Not too much to complain about. Early quarter penalties, though, that's got to get cleaned up if you want to take a run deep. You know, I didn't think they were terrible, but still I mean, and that Xavier McKinney, we've already talked about it. That's just a joke. And then you got Jameson Williams getting it up in his face and Brian Branch throwing Tucker's helmet. It's just like, okay, what are we going to call here this year? You know?
Yeah, it was a scene, man. I will say this. Tucker Kraft really hates those guys. Like, if you remember, he had all kinds of issues last year with various Lions players. And I respect the heck out of him because he managed to contain his retaliatory instincts. And so and Ferris, I just want to interrupt you briefly because my question quickly for Tausch is, how hard is it to harness that? Because that with your hackles up, I'm assuming it's very hard to say no, I'm not gonna get into this.
Well, the game is so emotional, and when you're in the heat of it, there are times that you're not acting as you would in a normal environment. So it is difficult, but that's what disciplined, mature players can do. And I think Tucker Kraft, with the C on his chest, I think you're seeing him elevate into that, and I think understanding what it takes to win, it can't just be ego and about you. It's got to be about what's best for the team. And when you can entice people to do things out of character, that typically means you got them.
All right, Ferris, back to you.
Okay, just a question, too. I thought that our cornerbacks did very well yesterday as opposed to Jaire Alexander, which at the beginning of the season you had a very grim look on our cornerbacks without him. And I thought that last night showed some colors at how that knee obviously hasn't had time to practice. But, I mean, I'm a Ja fan, and it's sad to see because, I mean, he got cooked by a tight end at the end there, and he pretty much lost the game for him with that Keon Coleman tackle at the end right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and, I mean, not practicing for a while will do that to you. But, I mean, what did we evade by, you know, not giving him what, you know, the $17 million that everyone was like, why are we paying him? You know, it's like, that's why, because these guys are pros and they understand what the medical history is. And sometimes putting your faith in Gutekunst, Wildy, is actually all right.
Yeah, Wildy.
Yeah, Ferris.
Yeah, Wildy.
I can't believe you didn't make a Bueller joke. Like, how hard is this? Thank you, Ferris, for the call. You didn't make a Bueller joke.
Because I'm guessing Ferris has gotten his share of those over the years.
No way. I don't think so.
So, low-hanging fruit. I would just say this. My issue, although in real time I did think that the money that they paid, that the Ravens paid Jaire, that's popcorn money. But yeah, he was not very good last night. There's no two ways about it. You'll get no argument from me on that. And his knee is clearly still an issue. He had to have it drained earlier in camp. He missed a bunch of practice time. Again, it's one game. I don't have any issue with that critique. I'm still, if there's a place where I'm a little nervous about their depth, it is there. I thought Javon Bullard played a really, really good football game. For a guy who was up and down as a slot guy last year, how many times did you hear Amon-Ra St. Brown's name? Not very often. Keyshawn Nixon and Carrington Valentine both, again, played well as well. And their entire defense was really, really good. I'm not sure that it's always going to be that way with their secondary, but yesterday they wiped the floor with those guys. There's no denying that. And they didn't have Nate Hobbs, who generally brings a very physical presence to their team.
God, Detroit might have not had a team left if Hobbs played.
One other thing that I do think, somebody else mentioned it earlier, I can't remember who it was now, but if it wasn't Micah Parsons' debut, you know who we'd be talking about? We'd be talking more about Edgerrin Cooper. He was everywhere. And he is, talk about a cheetah or a jaguar or a panther or whatever other big cat from the Big Cat Rescue down in Tampa chasing down gazelles. He was really impressive. Undeniably impressive.
What was that? What was the dude's name that Baskins allegedly threw into the tiger bin?
Her husband. I don't
Robbins.
Remember.
Robbins?
No. baskets.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Let's get to another call. 844-770-3776. Let's talk to Josh in Madison. Josh, thanks for holding on. Good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
So I just wanted to comment on a couple things. Number one, I'm really impressed with the defensive line and the offensive line of Green Bay. I mean, virtually nobody could touch number 10, and I'm really proud of that for the offensive line. The defensive line, Gutekis is a genius because, we have a very young team in Green Bay, especially on the defense, and having that pass rush to throw off the quarterback to either it's going to be a sack, the ball has to come out right away, and it takes off of being able to look down the field for the quarterback, and I got to throw a check down, or he's getting sacked. And that helps our secondary because our secondary, they have to guard these receivers, and I'm talking about the fastest humans on this planet that get to run forward. The defense has to run backwards and change directions with the receiver. So the defense, in my eyes, are faster than the offense. But getting to Gutekis and how genius of he is if he's able to have that pass rush, our defenders, our secondary, don't have to cover the receivers for as long. So that's a really good pro. And then my con is the only thing is I have all the confidence in the world in Jordan Love. He's a great player, and he's going to be great for years. The only thing that sets me back in question mark a little bit is his decision-making at times. 2 to 3 times per game, and especially in a situation where the Packers have the lead and we're up by 2 touchdowns and we just want to put the pedal to the metal and not let up and just close the game out, for some reason I feel like Jordan Love gives the other team 2 or 3 opportunities to get back in the game by just making a throw or a couple throws last night or yesterday that should have been intercepted but weren't. And over the course of the past few years that I've seen Jordan Love play, yeah, we have a lead and it looks like we're going to win and the stats are going towards us, the statistics going towards us to winning, but then Jordan Love does a throw or something that just gives the other team an opportunity to open the door to try to come back. And I just want him to limit that and just stay consistent.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Josh. We appreciate it. Look, I do think we have to point out again, in the interest of balancing the scales, the Lions started a rookie, they started a first-time starter, and they didn't have their stud center who retired on them during the offseason. Their offensive line is not as good as it was last year. They had one of the best offensive lines in football. And so, again, I'm not saying that what the Packers did defensively doesn't deserve a ton of credit and that Micah Parsons was great. And Colby Wooden, who was basically tasked with becoming the new Kenny Clark, basically replacing a 3-time Pro Bowl player that was beloved in the locker room and that Colby Wooden called his big bro during the week. He played really well. He took advantage of one point where 2 blockers went to Parsons and nobody blocked Colby, and he almost ended up with a safety because of it. So I don't disagree that they were dominant up front. It was one game, and you should feel really good about their performance, but if you have the Lions' offensive line of last year, are they as dominant? Probably not. Doesn't mean that they weren't really good yesterday. But, again, I'm not here to pee in anyone's Cheerios. There's a lot of reasons to be really excited. Let's see if they sustain it in 4 more days against the Washington Commanders. And let's see what Micah Parsons does more. But their defense was unbelievably impressive yesterday. And you have every right to be extremely excited as a Packers fan about that group.
So, I can agree with you on a lot of that. You are peeing in Cheerios, but you're a Cheerio urinator. That's what you like doing, so that's fine. The part that I found really interesting, you're talking about Edgerrin Cooper, and he's flying around, and he's a hyena, mm-hmm. lion, hyena, whatever Jesse wants to put out there. when I mentioned that Gibbs 10 catches for 31 yards and the lowest amount ever, what makes that? That is not easy. Gibbs is a stud.
He's a really good player.
Gibbs, one of the best pass-catching wideouts in the game. And even though you're dinky-dunky and Charlie checkdown, a lot of times you break tackles, you're playing too soft the coverage, you give up 7-8 yards, you give up 6-7 yards, whatever. That wasn't the case yesterday. And when you're talking about attacking,
you're right.
And you always will give like little safety valve stuff and let somebody feel all nice and warm and safe. There wasn't any of that yesterday. It was all taken away. And when you can constrict a field like that, where Charlie checkdown, if you don't break tackles, Charlie checkdown ain't gonna. It just doesn't work. And that's what Detroit defaulted to because they didn't think they could hold up in 5 and 7 step drops. And they couldn't. And that's why the score and the game played out the way it did.
We'll get some more of your calls coming up and then your texts as well. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. But first, Tausch needs to tell us about American Family Insurance.
And life is better with American Family Insurance. That's because their agents will make you feel totally protected with a home, auto, or life policy that's just right for you. Also, you're free to enjoy your dreams. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
More of your calls and texts on the Carbless Talk and Text Line next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Let's get to one more call, and then we'll transfer to text messages. Let's go south of the border, the Wisconsin-Illinois border, to Deerfield, Illinois, and talk to David. David, good morning. Thanks for holding on. How you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Awesome.
Super.
Yeah, great win yesterday. Can't say enough about how the team played. I do have some pros and cons.
I love it.
Pro and con on Jordan Love. And I think it has to do with vision, maturation, and we all need to remember he's only in year three as a starter. So first pro, and I think this is really a byproduct of the offensive line play yesterday because they were fantastic. On the crosser to Golden, I think he had patience and he waited. There was a window between two linebackers that maybe in the past he would have tried to squeeze it into, but he took the time, he waited for him to clear the linebacker and get towards the sideline and hit him for a great I can't remember if that was a third down play or not, but really good vision and patience by Jordan.
Yeah, I believe it was. Side, I believe it was third down.
Yeah, to build on what Josh said, you know, he still has a ways to go. You know, there's some throws where he's got to remember that sometimes it's about resetting the chains, keeping the clock going. That throw to Dobbs towards the corner where he tried to fit it into him was a little high. Dobbs couldn't get it. He had Tucker Kraft coming over the middle pretty wide open, and it would have been an easy first down. And the other thing on that Dobbs throw is the way he threw it, you're making Dobbs hit his head on the ground, and the guy's had some concussion problems. So not the best to put him in that situation. And then one more con. I know the defense played great yesterday, and it's nitpicking, but I still have a question mark on Javon Bullard because I think he gave up 10 completions on 11 targets yesterday. He was a pretty sure tackler, which last year he had some problems with that. But I'm just curious how this plays out this year. Obviously, Hobbs wasn't playing. It'll be interesting to see, do they keep Bullard in the slot when Hobbs gets back? But how does our cornerback play look if we have a game where we're not getting the pressure on the quarterback? Mm-hmm. And how do these guys hold up? And then lastly, on the Lion and Gazelle piece, people are struggling with this. I think it's because the team is called the Lions. Maybe we should just go with Cheetah and Gazelle, and they'll understand it a little bit better.
I think that's very fair. Now, I do want to go back to what you said about Bullard. I'm looking at the game book here, and he did have nine tackles, and there was a lengthy completion that he was the tackler on to St. Brown that converted a third and two. But I would argue that, as Tausch brought up, and he also had a penalty, if I recall correctly. If you look at what he did to the Jahmyr Gibbs tackling thing that you were talking about, and 10 catches but only 31 yards, he was part of that. He had multiple tackles on Gibbs, maybe not as many as Edgerrin Cooper did. I thought he acquitted himself. When you compare him to where he was at last year, I thought it was a really encouraging thing. To David's point, though, I don't know what their plan will be when they have Nate Hobbs back, because both he and Nixon can play inside. And if you've got Carrington Valentine, you don't want him wasting away on the bench, because he's a good player too. So they do have some options. But again, I don't know if usually if you don't play on Sunday, is it likely that Hobbs can then get the go-ahead for Thursday? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But if he is cleared to play and he does play, I will be curious to see how they deploy their secondary. That'll be interesting. Let's sneak one more call in. Let's go out to Southern Cal. Now, is this, Jesse, the last time we had a caller from Southern Cal, they got after Old Boy a little bit, right? This is not him?
That's one of our texters. Yeah, this is a different guy. One of our Steve in SoCal
Yeah,
he's a Jordan Love poo-pooer. He wants Malik Willis starting. I wonder what Malik Willis would have done yesterday.
Yeah, I knew he said something that was curious.
This is a totally different guy, as far as I know.
Well, Southern California is rather large. There's lots. It's very populous. So I knew this wasn't him. But Roy, good morning. 8:51 a.m. out there in SoCal. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Our pleasure. What do you got?
I have a different perspective and a different angle to take. And straightaway comment is, why do the networks control the NFL schedule? I am over this matchup on the first week out. It's a roll of the dice. Why do they think, let's put the Super Bowl, let's have a repeat, let's have the top two teams in the divisions go after one another? It's just as bad as college football, you know. I don't like it. And then secondly, if I may, please. It's kind of an interesting thing what goes on with the North lineup this year. You've got, I don't remember ever in the Thanksgiving time frame, two back-to-back North competitions for the Packers. You know, you've got the Vikings at home, followed by the Lions on Thanksgiving. And with that, I'll let you guys talk. And by the way, I'm from the land of Devon House. So you remember Devon. So
we do remember Devon House. And I believe he was among the alumni, maybe not yesterday, but he comes back quite frequently. He's from L.A., like Van Nuys area, if I remember correctly, for him. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Tausch, I don't know about you. I guess I would respectfully disagree with Roy about the scheduling. I like the fact that the defending champs open the season. That was different, right? It was a good game, and I thought yesterday I love the fact they opened with the Lions.
I think, you know, Roy asked the question. And I always tell you, when you say, why does the NFL, it doesn't matter what the end of that sentence is. They like making money. And that's what businesses do, and the NFL is a big, 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 big business. Here's what the NFL, they want to get a ton of excitement early in seasons.
Uh-huh.
And there's that you always are looking for marquee quarterbacks on primetime. The Dallas Cowboys, Green Bay, you want big brands. And early in the season, you want those big, sexy matchups. Is it the Would I love to see Buffalo play Baltimore again? Would I like to see it in mid-October, early November when the team's got their footing a little bit? Yeah, I would. But I don't know how you're going to beat what you saw last night. And is it fair? Baltimore had every chance to win that game. They completely blew it.
They did.
So, mm-hmm. And that's going to be a big, probably at the end of the season, tiebreakers and everything else would be big. But it's a very simple answer of why do they do certain things, and the answer is money. And you want big. They want to be able to say, we drew 40 million people to watch that Packer-Lions game, and then we saw 50 million for the Ravens-Bills. That spurs. You want your season to start with a bang. And I think the NFL, they do a great job of that. And I think throughout this weekend, and they get a big game tonight with a new quarterback and someone that's getting criticized a bunch in Caleb Williams with their new coach. Like, the storylines just keep kind of reproducing themselves. And that's why I think you want to finish the season with divisional games. I don't love the fact that it was the Lions game right away, but now that it played out the way that it did, and the fact that I said this when they put the schedule out, I love the fact that Ben Johnson and all that transition, the Packers will take advantage of it. Let's not make any mistake about it. Dan Campbell's a heck of a coach. Everybody loves him. He is. I think you like how he carries himself. But that offense didn't look anything like what we saw last year. And that offensive line, that's transition. But the Green Bay Packers coaching staff did laps around what the Detroit Lions did. It was a physical beating, and it was also schematically, and you could say, well, your players are better. Still got to go out and execute it. And Jeff Hafley and Matt LaFleur, to a T, did that much better than what Dan Campbell did.
Yes, they ate John Morton and Kelvin Shepard's lunches yesterday at Lambeau Field. And, you know, look, those guys are both new coordinators, and maybe by the time they play each other on Thanksgiving, we're having a different conversation. But it's hard not to have come away from that game thinking that offense really missed Ben Johnson and that he was the not-so-secret sauce. Like, we all know how good they were. They were the number one scoring offense in the league last year. 33.2 points per game. Yesterday, with about 4 minutes left, I think they got their touchdown with 55 seconds left. They had 6 points.
What a catch.
No touchdowns.
What a catch by that cat.
Great catch.
Tesla. What a catch.
What a deal.
And what a bank, Associated Bank, is. Best customer service in the industry. They've got the awards to prove it. And whether it's Packers checking, Badgers checking, or Brewers checking, you can cheer on your favorite team with your favorite bank. Most importantly, though, they've got early pay, they've got credit monitoring, they've got fraud protection. They've got everything you need to make sure that you've got great customer service from your bank. So if you're at a bank where you don't have that, what are you waiting for? Make the switch today. Go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. We'll get to the text portion of the Carbless Talking text line next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
See, we'll get the text in the top of the 10 o'clock hour, but since Tausch is about to tell us about Prize Picks, which I just realized watching some games over the weekend, I thought Tausch was their most prominent face of the organization, and then I saw Marshawn Lynch doing commercials, yeah. So I guess you'll have to take a back seat to him. But how did we fare? I know definitely hit the more on yards for Romeo Doubs, and he got that. He had two catches yesterday, but one of them was for 48. He got it all in that one. But I believe he led them in receiving yardage with 68. So he crushed that.
Yeah, more on Dobbs was easy. Less Jordan Love passing yards was pretty easy. So we were 2 for 2 on that one.
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs, 72.5 rushing yards. Didn't quite get. I thought maybe with the extra time at the end they were running the clock out, he would get there. But he came up 6 yards short. And then McManus did not hit a 50-yard field goal, nor did Bates for Detroit. So we missed out on the one that Tausch and I both really liked on Friday, which was
I didn't like that one. I just want to be on the record saying that.
Than a 50-yard field goal, yeah. So we're okay, depending on which advice you followed. But it's early. I think we'll sort it out here for week two and moving forward.
Yeah. Not as exciting as the 60-yard field goal that the Pittsburgh Steelers, quarterbacked by Aaron Rodgers, won on. Quite a finish to that game as well.
Oh, was that a game?
In the early window that some people claim they had no interest in. Tausch has got a lot of interest, though, if he's made some prize picks in certain games. So maybe if he makes some picks involving Aaron Rodgers, it'll pique his interest more.
I'll say this, a good weekend for old T. I utilized that Dak Prescott 0.5. And you know what? It was normally I tell you guys I like going 2 and 3. I don't like trying 5 and 6. That's a lot. Big payout, big risk.
6-7.
I went big. Baker Mayfield, I went less. Bing. Trevor Lawrence, less. Bing. Amon St. Brown, touchdowns, less. Bing. Jared Goff, less. Got a little dicey at the end, so I was a little intrigued. I still thought that was a whale of a catch. But that's the beauty of Prize Picks. I thought it was going to be a low-scoring game. I used that knowledge. I'm thinking Detroit would struggle to move the football. And get a little cash in old T's pockets for that. And it's simple to do. Play more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. If you get them right, you cash in. You know what I say. It's always good to be right. Prize Picks offers Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more. If your player leaves the game and the first half doesn't return, Prize Picks won't count that as a loss. It is the best way to cash in on your football opinions. Download the app today. Use code WI. Get $50 in lineups after you play that first $5 lineup. That is code WI to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good. Boy, it is. It's good for old T and for y'all to be right.
Yeah. So Marshawn Lynch told me, too. We will kick off the 11 o'clock hour in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.